Happy with that.
And Nigel Laffin, Cats assistant coach, is with us on AFL Nation. Nigel, welcome to the program.
Thanks for having me, guys. Hope you're well.
How much, any thoughts out of the grand final this week? Did you go back and look at any specifics as you look to face the Tigers again?
You always do as coaches. Obviously, they were fantastic in the second half. We learnt what we could from that at the back end of last. Part of the way that we trained this pre-season was based around some of the things that we needed to do to make sure that we could compete against the best teams, and in particular Richmond. So, yeah, always use that as a reference, mate.
So, yes.
What did you learn, Nigel? It's Jared here, and good to chat to you.
Yeah, good to chat to you as always, Jared. I mean, the first thing is that the Tigers, when they win the ball and they get territory and they can keep the ball in their front half, they're a really difficult team to play against, and they've proved that again this year. Some of the stuff that they're able to do against us, like bringing extra numbers, it's...
just a little wobbly. He was just getting to the good bits too.
We just lost you there for a minute, Nige.
Yeah, have you got me again, guys?
Yep.
Yeah. So sorry, guys. What I was just talking about was that at times they were able to bring a couple of guys up to the stoppages and spit guys forward and get numbers ahead of the ball. And when they do that, they're a very hard team to play against. They're able to keep the ball in their front half. So we've got some contingency plans for that. We're looking forward to us bringing our best. So we know against Richmond you've got to be really good in the contest. So Melbourne were fantastic a couple of weeks ago. The Doggies were really good for most of the game last week as well. So when you get your chances, you've got to be strong with the ball. Try and find chances to release the pressure because they just love the game live. So the ball in motion. So for us, it'll be a battle of, we want to be able to play that game well as well. But when we get the chances to control the game, we want to take the heat off the game every now and then as well.
Nigel, hearing you speak about the Tigers, they sound very unique compared to everybody else in the competition, that you have to do something drastically different to the way that you would have prepared pretty much against anybody else. How hard is it to teach the players, both through the meeting so they can visually see it on a screen, but also go out and practice it during the week to be able to actually implicate that tonight?
Well, the easy bit's being able to teach what you want to do. It's harder to do it when you're under extreme pressure that the Tigers are able to apply. So it doesn't really change. As I said, we've trained for this for a long time. It suits our game style. We're a contested team that we have a pretty good group of guys in the midfield. We've got a good group of guys up forward. Now, defenders hold up really well against the side most of the time. So we'll back our guys in tonight. As I said, we were able to plan for it really well this week. Now it's up to us to go and execute.
Do you take any learnings from the way Sydney went about it and the way Melbourne went about it? Because they were two pretty different methods of beating the same opposition.
Yeah, absolutely. Like Melbourne were able to win the contest, take the ball forward. They were able to play six forwards ahead. You know, the teams that have played pretty well against the Tigers in recent times have made sure that the Tigers can't intercept the ball in their back half. Like when they've got an extra down there, not only do they intercept really well, but they run the ball out of there really quickly and they rebound really well. And as I said before, if they do that, the ball's in motion and they're a better team than anyone in the comp at that, if it is. If the game's just a live play game where the ball's in motion, they're a really difficult team to defend. So, and then obviously with Sydney, they were able to control the ball when they had their chances. I think Richmond have changed their defensive system a little bit post the Sydney game. I'm sure they would admit they weren't at their best defensively in that game, but the Swans were able to build the ball up through their back half and then go fast when they had the opportunities in their front half. And that's what we want to do at certain times tonight. We've got a pretty powerful forward line. We're looking forward to getting the ball in there as quickly as we can. But if you just rush all the time against the Tigers, as I said before, the ball will be in motion a lot and they're a hard team to play against.
Nigel, how much are you as a coaching staff tinkering with a few things? You guys have been renowned for your stingy defence for the last, 4 to 5 years. But you have to give up something to get something. So trying to put a little bit more scoreboard pressure on at one end, you might have to sacrifice something at the other end. Are you working through scenarios of game style or how aggressive you are, not as wide coming off the halfback flank, for example? You're still working what the style will be this year?
All the time, Del. Yeah. I mean, that's our job as coaches to make sure that we stay on top of not just how we feel we play best, but also the competition trends. So we spend a lot of time on that. We discuss that every week as a coaching group, and we're working on that at the moment. And some of that play is starting to come out. The last couple of weeks in particular, we played some really exciting footy. There's just a few of our fundamentals that we normally do really well that have been a little bit inconsistent for us at times this year. So that's always a big part of our game that we're focusing on as well.
Nigel, can I ask you how Sydney would have coped had the three line coaches not turned up?
Yeah, it would have been extremely, extremely difficult. So in the box the whole time, Jared, the line coaches are feeding information back through the senior coach. And obviously with John, I don't want to speak on behalf of Sydney, but he obviously sits down on the bench a lot now and he relies on the guys upstairs. It's a really difficult game to see all the intricacies that are going on out on the ground from at ground level. So you do rely on those guys. It would have been very difficult. It would have been really interesting, actually.
Can I ask you about Jordan Clark? What he has to do to maintain his spot, because Richmond have got a powerful running group. You've got plenty of runners, but I reckon he's a bloke with some pace and some dash that would improve you if you can get him in and get him in and stable.
Yeah, absolutely. Like, as we know with young players, until they've played sort of 30 or 40 games, they're not yet... some guys come in and play unbelievably well from year one, but a lot of the guys take a little bit longer to develop and really feel confident out there. So with Jordan, he's just been working really hard on his fundamentals. So it's just his ability to be able to execute when it's the time to execute is the stuff that he's been working on to strengthen his body and his contest. And he's improving with that stuff. He's a really important player for us long term. We're really excited about the stuff that you were just talking about, what he brings from an offensive point of view. And there's other parts of his game that... The great thing about Jordan, he's got a fantastic attitude. He's putting the hours in at the moment, and we're pretty sure that that'll turn, hopefully, in the next month.
Nige, how did Scotty and the group handle Rhys Stanley after being so good the week before and then being towed up last week by Tom Hickey, who was extraordinary for the Swans?
Yeah, look, he did an unbelievable job coming off the injury that he came off as well. So Tom was really good. Rhys was far from at his best last week. That happens time to time with some players. Their form is a little bit up and down. And Rhys has been as disappointed as anyone. He's worked really hard at his game this week. And obviously with Asava tonight, we've got a young, fit, healthy guy who's really excited about getting his opportunity out there tonight. We're really looking forward to him being in the team. He's played pretty well against the Tigers in the past, and we wanted to give him the opportunity tonight.
So has Rhys been dropped?
Yes, yep. He has.
What about goal kicking? Your former coach would have nailed you guys a number of times when you had a bad day in front of goals like you did last week, whereas all your fundamentals were good, except you didn't nail the goals. Does it get addressed? Do you go back and train, or do you just put it back and say, we've got to take our chances?
Well, all of the above, Jared. So it gets addressed. Like the players, as you remember when you were playing, the players know when they don't kick well. What's really important to them is they build their confidence up throughout the week. And, you know, we've had a short week this week, haven't had a heap of time out on the track, but the players went out a couple of times this week. The guys, particularly the guys that have most of the shots, as they do every week, and they work on their routines. And as much as anything, it's just making sure they reassure themselves mentally as well, because most of goal quick kicking is between the years. Most of the guys have got set routines. Most of the guys are good kicks. So they spend a fair bit of time just making sure that they're in the right mental space.
Can you give us just an update on Danger, where he's at with that syndesmosis?
Yeah, well, he's obviously a pretty bad one that he did to Jared. So had that repaired. He was pretty sore his first 10 days. And
yep.
The last week, he's been fantastic with his turnaround. He's got unbelievably good healing powers, Paddy. So he was bouncing around in the footy club today and having a kick at the footy. He wasn't out on the track running around or anything just yet, but he's really confident that he's going to get over these things. Sorry, he's always got a positive attitude that with any type of injury, he can get over them really quickly. And he's progressing really well. He's doing a lot of strengthening on it at the moment. And he's really confident that he'll get back quicker than what's expected.
It's the holy water of Moggs Creek.
It is, yeah.
Nigel, always good to have you in the program. Good luck for tonight.
Thanks very much, guys. Hope it's a great game.
Nigel Lappin, assistant coach with the Cats. That was for the Geelong Community Solar Program, our major partner for tonight's match. So there is a late change. It's by choice. Rhys Stanley is out and Asava Radaglia is in.
Which was which was speculated about earlier in the week, but then not announced when the teams were announced.
The rotation of the ruckman continues, and Darcy Ford in the VFL last night was exceptional. Best on ground, in my opinion, so they've got people waiting. Sarvet
did play, I reckon, just about his best game here. He did a hamstring in the third quarter against Richmond in that game where Geelong smashed the outlier game.
Well, I wonder, what does Geelong want? What does Chris Scott want from their ruckman?
Well, I think Chris Scott wants Reece Stanley's best. And Reece Stanley's
best.
But
you can't have Reece Stanley's best, unfortunately. It's not consistent. That's a fact for 10 years.
But I think that's why he's been harsh this time around. I think he supported him a number of times, but he's basically making the statement. He was best on ground about 3 weeks ago.
Two weeks ago.
And he's saying, you can't drop down to 3 out of 10.
Yeah.
You know, I'm happy to put up with 6, but anything under 6, you're going back, you pay the price.
Can I say something on the flip side? Is anyone playing better football from where they have been to where they are right now than Tom Hickey?
No.
It's extraordinary.
I bumped into him, covered a game up there about a month ago. I said, if you performed like this a long time ago, you'd still be at the Saints, Tom. I said, where was this, you know, a decade ago? He is exceptional with his competitiveness.
Were you bitter, were you?
Well, I just thought it would have been nice to get one tap to our advantage over that period of time. That's another story for another day.
But I think it raises an issue. I mean, there's been a lot of focus on Alir, and people have said he's the recruiter of the year, etc. And it's been a one-sided draft. Well, I would have thought you could make the argument that Tom Hickey has been just as good, if not better, than Alir.